there are inyanim that, you know, miroiv persumam, they are nela. We believe that we understand everything about Shabbos, just understand. I mean, halachas, we know that we, you know, we're missing a lot. But lemaisa, there's a sense that you can't teach us something more about Shabbos. Everybody can tell you everything about it. In this week's parasha, we have Shabbos another time repeated, and there are many elements over here that are unique. And try to understand a little bit what facet of Shabbos is this telling us, and perhaps it might even be the most significant facet of Shabbos for a reason. So let's start with the psukim a little bit. Achshav shayisuk yishmayru ki oisi beini v'neichem l'reseichem l'das kiniyash yishchem. So the pasuk is telling us to keep Shabbos, and there are many, many different reasons given in different psukim. You went out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. Here it says ki oisi beini v'neichem. So Rashi says, Ois gedoyli hi beinenu shebacharti bachem banchilachem esyei minuchasi l'menucha. And Rashi, and then the pasuk later also speaks about brisi beini bein Yisrael. So only Klal Yisrael has Shabbos, and that shows that Shabbos, that Klal Yisrael is unique. I have a strange question to ask. Do Goyim have talis and tefillin? No. If they want to, they can put it on. Nobody will stop them. Do they have matzah? Do they have any monotaric mitzvahs except for Simon Zim Noach? The answer is no. So, Torah says you should know, the fact that I'm giving it only to you is a raya that you're special. I mean, it's the same thing every other mitzvah. Tarek mitzvahs will give them to Klal Yisrael, Zion mitzvahs mei Noach. You know, take the, whatever the change is from the Zion, then there's the 606 mitzvahs is all Klal Yisrael. So what's the yichud over here that we're telling me dafka this, nothing else? You could say maybe Adar HaPshat, because Mela, all the Yom Tovim that deal with Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yisrael. Shabbos, which is something that is about Bria Soilim, could have been given to Olam Soilim as a Chizik Temuna, maybe, but I don't think that's the Mashmos over here. Then the Pasuk says, it's called Shabbos Shabbosayim. So what's Shabbos Shabbosayim? So there's two pshatim in Rashi. I mean, both of them drashes. One is Menuchas Margoa velo Menuchas Aroi. It has to be a Menuchas Margoa. I will translate the words literally, a Menucha of rest, relaxation. Veloi Menuchas Aroi, not a temporary Menucha. So what exactly is that addressing? Does it mean a person keeps a little bit of Shabbos? Of course not. So how do you define the difference between a Menuchas Margoa and Menuchas Aroi? If the person is keeping Shabbos, keep a Shabbos. Where do you find the distinction in Menuchas Shabbos? Next thing Rashi says is Shabbos Shabbosayin. It says that in all Yom Tovim, it says only Shabbosayin, which means it's also b'chomach savoida u'mutter b'mlechas echol nefesh, whereas Shabbos is also in everything. So the truth is, I mean, this is not the limud of it, you know, the limud that bishul is also and everything else is also, we have our only mudim, I mean, and that Shabbos, that yontib, it's mutter b'chol nefesh, we have our only mud. This pasuk over here seems to be reestablishing that this inyan of ochel nefesh is the criteria that determines Shabbos Shabbosayin as opposed to Shabbos, and therefore it's as if the pasuk is saying, I gave you something very special, that Shabbos, and what's special about it is reflected in Shabbos Shabbosayin as well. In other words, I am now talking to you about a special dimension in Shabbos, and that special dimension in Shabbos expresses itself in a bris between Klal Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it expresses itself in Shabbos Shabbosayin that there's no heter for Ochel Nefesh. So let's think about it a little bit, and let's try and understand a little bit about the point of Shabbos. So it says in the beginning in Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, it Asir the Psukim, Vayishbeis V'yimashvi, Vayichal Malachtoi V'yimashvi. So which one is it? Did he finish the Melach or not? So Rashi says that Mahay Olam Chaser, Rashi is two pshatim. The second pshat is Mahay Olam Chaser, Menucha, Bo Shabbos Bo Menucha. So the meaning of it is that the world was lacking Menucha, and now it came. So I ask again, so is it Vayichal, or is it Vayishbos? I mean, how does Rashi's pshat answer it? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do something on Shabbos, or did he not do? One pasuk says Vayichal, and one pasuk says Vayishbos. So how do we understand the teretz? What is Rashi trying to answer? So let's imagine the following. We'll use a simple mashal. You have, for instance, Lego blocks, and they come in the old-fashioned set, big box of different blocks, and then you have these models where they come as an airplane, as a ship, as a house, whatever. So I have two children playing, each one's playing with a different box. One of them is playing with the blocks that have, you know, they come just blocks, and the other one is playing with the airplane. Now, there are two ways in which you can finish playing. One is when it's supper time, and your mother yells at you, put the toys away, we have to eat supper, and finished. And, you know, the child takes the Legos, puts them into the box, at least we hope he does that, and gets put away. The second child finishes making the airplane, whatever it is, and that's another way to finish. So, that second child can also be stopped in the middle of making the airplane and told let's go for supper. But Tachlis, he also has a finishing point of that. In other words, you can have a melacha, you can an asiya, which has a predetermined tachlis, and you can have an asiya that has no predetermined tachlis, but it just gets cut off. It's tamvali nishlam. Many years ago, I lived now as a beard. There was a person who lived near us in one of the old houses. Very strange person, kind of a really eccentric person. He was involved in the Black Panther movement, all sorts of strange things. And he wrote a book. And the book finishes in the middle of a sentence because he said, Nimasli. That's it. I had enough, and I'm publishing this way. Interesting personality. But yes, it has no tachlis. He was writing them. And now I'm finished, Nimasli. It's like a Lego set that you're playing without having any tachlis. So we have two types of asiyas. We have an asiyah that doesn't really have a preordained tachlis. Sometimes it comes to an end. The kid uses up all his Lego blocks and looks and says, oh, it looks like a house. Looks like a castle. Could be. But there was no tachlis there. And then you have where you start with a tachlis and you end up with, and then you work to get to the tachlis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Maisa Bria, is something which needs to have a tachlis before he made the Bria Solom. Because Rishonim say it many times, only a chassadas does things that have no tachlis. A child playing with Lego blocks, no tachlis in it. Somebody doodling on a piece of paper, absentmindedly, there's no tachlis. That's all things that are missing das. A person who's a bar das or acting through das has a tachlis first, and then he does the things to realize and accomplish his das. At the end of 6 days, the world had many pieces, but what's the point of this world? It had HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped Briyas HaOlam at the end of 6 days, just stopped it because finished, then it's a world that has no tachlis built into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu added Shabbos. Shabbos is the tachlis of the world. Shabbos is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind before. We say in Chavdoidi, Seif Maisa B'machshava Tchila. What happened at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. So Shabbos is not just HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped working, because he hasn't worked Shabbos in the week afterwards, and the week afterwards for 5,779 years. It means that Shabbos itself is a unit that somehow contains in itself the tachlis of the Bria Solo. The concept, the Maral speaks in many places, when he speaks about the concept of menucha. Menucha is not a cessation of work, it's coming to its end result. So Lamashal, when you have chemistry, you have different chemicals, and our understanding today of chemistry is that most reactions work by atoms trying to fill up their shells with electrons. So as long as that's not there yet, you have flux. Things are changing things. Once things have that state of stability, it stays that way. It's not going any place because it realized itself. You have a rock on the side of a mountain, it falls down, it's not stable. When it reaches a point of stability, that's where it remains. So menucha is not working. When we talk of menucha, we're talking about a specific state of being that it's be'atzmi state of being. When does a child stop growing? A child stops growing when he reaches a certain tzura that was in his genes as what you're supposed to look like. So this child is supposed to look like so, and as long as not that form yet, that keeps developing, and when it reaches a certain form, that's a realization of a tzura that was already engraved, so to speak, on his genetic material. That's the concept of menucha as there. It's so anyone who stops working does not have menucha. It's very simple. One of the great brachas / klolos, big klolos of modern civilization, is that we don't have to work hard to eat bread till our last dying day. Baruch Hashem, there's a chef enough that society has pensions and so on and so forth. It is one of the most terrible things to watch people who have nothing to do. They're not, you know, they are not at rest, they're not working, but they're restless because they're not doing anything. There's nothing there that's happening. So HaKadosh Baruch and Be'etzem, this world, Olam Hazeh, does not have in itself a rest. Take any person, a normal person, and put him down in this world, so he's going to plow his field. Food is going to grow. Then he's going to, if he's successful, he'll say, you know what? I can buy another field. I can buy this field. I can build more. A person doesn't have, what's the point of menucha? In other words, what's the end? People, as long as there's something else available, I'm going to do it. That's the nature of a person. I don't have, if I ask somebody, what's going to be like, what do you want to accomplish? I want to be successful. What's successful? Keep getting bigger, better, richer, whatever it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Bryas HaOlam a tachlis, and perhaps that itself is the most important nekuda in the Bria. It's the most divine nekuda in Shabbos and in the Bria, because physical objects are part of our world. Tachlis is not part of our world. There's no way that we can say there's a natural tachlis. The natural tachlis is just to keep going. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took this world, created it, and also invested in it a nekuda of menucha that it's possible to get to. So if a goy keeps Shabbos, he's chayev misa, because he's basically not functioning anymore. He's not oisik in menucha, because he doesn't know what menucha is. So all he's doing is he's basically non-functioning. The chayev misa is By definition, a living being that ceases to move and accomplish is no longer living. There's no tzorach in the world for him. He's not planting any fields, he's not doing anything. So all the mitzvahs a goy can do or not do, get schar, doesn't get schar, whatever it is, it's irrelevant. A goy could put on palace and fill. Whether it's a mitzvah or not, whatever it is, but the ma'aseh mitzvah is just a ma'aseh mitzvah. Shabbos, unless you have the content, you don't have Shabbos, but not work. But you can be unemployed for Shabbos, but you can't have Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Menucha to Klal Yisrael, and only Klal Yisrael has the ability to latch on to Tachlis. Chazal say, Lodas, over here, Ki Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, be my dear Klal Yisrael, what I'm giving them. What do you mean, be my dear Klal Yisrael? So what is he? HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us Shabbos. I mean, what is it to be Modiah? And Chazal say, Lodas, that he told them, go and, as Rashi learns, it's going to Umis. But the Gemara says, Leich Hodiah Lehem. Anoisim Atantan Raveir Tzorch Hodiah, and so on. What exactly is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Modiah? The halachas. So the same thing is true about all the other mitzvahs. The answer HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want to tell you something. You're not only going through the motions. You are tapping into Shabbos. That's the difference between Menuchas Aroi and Menuchas Margoa. The Gemara Shabbos has different categories of different types of Akira and Hanocha in Shabbos. So to be Chayev in Oitzo, you need to take a Chayev in one place and put it down another place, Rishus to Rishus, Rishus to Rabban, Dalamis, and so on. So the Gemara talks about Oymed Lofush and Oymed Lekatev. So if a person stands because he wants to catch his breath, a person stands because he wants to readjust his thing, that's not called standing. It's not called a hanacha. Because the purpose of... So when I want to bring this table from here to a different rishus, the tachlis is the putting it into the next rishus, the putting it down there, the hanacha. So the hanacha into another rishus is a realization of something, and that's a malacha. When I'm standing with it because I'm using this menucha as a hechatimtza to keep working, then it becomes part of the work. Anything that's a need for something else, the thing that is a need is subservient to the thing that is the tachas. So the person who's taking a breath, or certainly if he's shifting around his weight so it sits on him well, is actually working. Even when he's resting, he's working. Shabbos cannot be seen. Unfortunately, when you try to sell Shabbos to a big tzibur, you talk about it's important to rest once a week, to de-stress. De-stress means like this. The ideal matzav is the work week, but you're crazy if you do it 7 days because you're not going to be able to work a lot. So if Shabbos, you take off, and you de-stress, you'll be able to work, but yes, it's all week long. That's the mentality of it. That's exactly what Rashi means, that it's menuchas magoa v'lo menuchas aroi. The menucha cannot be subservient to something else, it's its own goal. It's the same thing is true about Yontif and Shabbos. Let's understand Melechas Ochel Nefesh. Melechas Ochel Nefesh is what's needed to exist. So Yontif, the Shvisa on Yontif, Rechinuch says, there's no real internal tachlis in that. Because the Maisa, what does that have to do with Pesach? What does it do with Shavuos? What does it do with anything? So the Rechinuch says we need, if we go to work on Yontif, talk about the Seder, we wouldn't talk about Shavuos, we wouldn't talk about these things. So by not working and knowing the content of Yontif, we're able to have a shayches to Yontif. So the Chinuch says, that's why it explains it. So that means the menucha of Yontif is not the final goal. It's a hechatimtza for something. It's also hechatimtzadik. So just like, so being that this is hechatimtza, and meleches ochel nefesh is a very important hechatimtza, so the Torah was mativ lechzei chal nefesh to eat fresh stuff because it tastes good. In Shabbos, the menucha is kol kuli a tachlis. There's nothing that can override it, because the tachlis of it is this is represents tachlis. Tachlis ma'aseh shamayim va'aretz. And therefore, there's no way to override it, because if this is your goal, what could be more important than a goal? When you're looking at means, I'll take a car to get there, but the car can get stuck in traffic, so I'll take a train. Now the train, I'll do this, because I'm trading different hechatimtzes. But I'm not going to say, well, I have a meeting in New York, but the traffic's so bad, I'll go to Chicago instead. That's absurd. I mean, the tachlis is to meet this person in New York. The question is how? So he suggested going by car. I think a train is quicker. This person thinks a plane is quicker. Fine. But when you're talking about the tachlis, and I'm going to say, well, New York is very tall, but if I go to Chicago instead of meeting him in New York? Well, this is absurd. Shabbos, Yom Tiv, the menucha, is the shvisa is a chetimtza. And if it's a chetimtza, so there are other chetimtzas that can also be allowed. But on Shabbos, it's a goal. I want to talk a little bit about this b'negeah to us. Baruch Hashem, I assume everybody has a Shem Shabbos. That's not what I'm talking about. And yet, there's an awful lot to think about it. I always ask, in yeshiva I ask a lot of times, Talmidim, you know, we all say, Harachamon Yamchileinu Yoyim Shekulei Shabbos Unucha L'chai Alamin. It's a beautiful song with it and everything. I ask people, you know, on a 3-day yontiv, you climb the walls, literally. So, an eternity of yontiv, I mean, how are you going to survive? Pardon the pun, but how are you going to survive an eternity of yontiv? What does that mean, you're hoping for an endless yontiv, when 3 days of yontiv just, wipe you out? Some people were even willing to make aliyah to Israel just to have only 1 day yontiv. You know, that's the major incentive for most Americans. Especially if you can only come for yontiv and be in stamach on it, then it's the best of all worlds. You work in America and you enjoy 1 day yontiv in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the answer? Is we don't know what menucha is. We can learn in a way which is pushing ourselves. We know it's the right thing to do. You know, we ought to do it. But the hanah ruchnius of having understood, of knowing, the hanor, we daven when we're pushed for good reasons. Somebody's not well, somebody needs parnasa, somebody needs a shidduch. We daven and we understand it's right, but do we ever pause to say to ourselves that at the end of the day, the tachlis of tefillah is to be lifnei Hashem and to sense what it means to be lifnei Hashem? We don't. When a person does mitzvahs, the oineg of the mitzvah, in a certain sense, reflects a tachlis. A person says, I've done something. I once heard of Reb Elyeh Shvei spoke at the last time he spoke publicly, he was really not well. He spoke when Philadelphia Yeshiva celebrated their Yovel, 50 years. I was there. And he started and said that he learned in Eretz Yisrael, I think it was only for a year or so, like 51 maybe, and he ate by Rabbi Zalman Seder. And his father was an Altus Labotka, he ate a Pesach Seder by Rabbi Zalman. And he said there was a lot of things noteworthy about that Seder. But he said the thing most noteworthy was, the thing that impressed him and left a lasting impression was, that when they finished the Seder, Rabbi Zalman got up with a tremendous smile on his face. And he said, Baruch Hashem, I was zeicha to prava another Seder. How much do we relate to feeling that? The simcha or the oneg of having accomplished the mitzvah, it's not that the tachlis is the simcha or the oneg, but that itself is a reflection of feeling I've accomplished. When a person is shooting to make his first million, when it comes into the bank, way before he spent it what he wants to spend it, he's happy because I've accomplished. Do we have that sense in Ruchnius? It can be gotten if we think about it. Is Shabbos, yes, it's also b'mlocha, and we learned halachas, and we're medactic, that's very important. But the awareness that we have a time in our week, when we're, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability. That's the matana Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, is that inside our neshama, there's an aptitude for that. And we can do it. It takes thinking about what's the point of my life? What are my accomplishments? What are the things that I'm working for and towards? And if our cheshbon is right, and we build a mental picture that we're working towards building our ruchnistic self, understanding, feeling, knowing, awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding that the Teichon HaMitzvos, having that sense of it, Shabbos is a time when we realize it. The Me'ein Olam Haba stretches across the gamut of all mitzvahs. It means Me'ein Olam Haba is not the chont. Me'ein Olam Haba is the sense of being happy that you have a ruchnistic world that's the core of your life. And that's the most important thing. And whatever you'll do in life, it'll always be with a cheshbon, how much am I realizing my ruchnistic self? That's the matan of Shabbos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to tell them, L'das, ki ani Hashem ekadishchem. In every Shabbos, there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, who only Ribbono Shel Olam could give us the aptitude to have that tainuk. And Klal Yisrael is misanig on HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, and only Klal Yisrael has that gift.